Nobody can get into it unless you've got money galore. Well, you haven't got any business trying to fool with this Tennessee Walking Horse Celebration here. Mm-hmm. There's a fellow from down in Georgia. Said to me one time, stayed at my house down, I live down on Madison Street. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, he's from Sea Island, Georgia, and I think he's right over on the eastern coast. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, I said, you got any horses in the show? Oh, no. He says, I've got some horses down home that we show in little local shows and things like that. But he said, no use to bring a nickel horse to this show.
Yesterday we were talking about turtles and things like that. Okay, this is the kind of thing that you'd find in a stream. It's got a shell to it, and it's got these little pinchers or claws like this. And if you touch it, it's just a little thing about this big.
Oh, that's what we call that thing, a crawfish.
Okay.
It's on something on the style of a lobster, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's right. Well, but in the stream, we call them a crawfish. In other words, he's got two big claws out here, and pinchy.
Yeah.
And he's got a shell on, and he's got a tail that works underneath.
Yeah.
That's crawfish. That's what we call that, a crawfish.
Okay. And this is something that you'd get, of course you wouldn't get around here. It comes from the ocean. You'd see these boats, it's a kind of sea animal. It's not a fish really, but it's got this little shell to it, and it's shaped about like that. And you see these, around the Gulf, you see these boats going out, and then early in the morning, they drag these nets for them. You could buy it here at a grocery store, it'd be probably frozen, and in a package.
Is it shrimp?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. And you'd go and if you wanted to buy these, you'd go to the grocery store and ask for a couple of pounds of
shrimp.
Okay. And now these are kinds of insects. The insect that'll fly around the light and try to fly into the light.
Well, in other words, I've always heard those things called camouflage.
Okay.
Of course, long before we had the oil lamp or electric light, the settlers of this country only had a candle for a light or a grease lamp like we were talking about the other days. And I guess that's where this insect got its name.
Yeah.
As a candle light. Candle fly.
Uh-huh. Okay, and what about the kind of insect that'll get in your clothes and eat, get in your wool clothes and eat holes in them?
That's small. Oh.
Okay. And so what would you do if you had moths in your clothes?
You'd have to find some disinfectant or some chemical that would kill them, you see. Now, it was long before we had insecticides. And people did that with, well, I've heard, I don't know if I ever seen it done, but I've heard older people than I am talk about that they'd fumigate those clothes in that closet by burning sulfur.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
God, I bet that smells.
And burning sulfur, and it was almost death, the most anything that's live that has life. And see, that's the way they get rid of those moths. Of course, now, then came along in my early and boyhood days, came along the old mothball. And form sort of the shape of a little marble.
Uh-huh.
Now it's crystals, you see, in a container, and you just hang it on the hole in the closet, and it evaporates in there, gets rid of them, keeps them out.
Yeah, I see. Okay, this is kind of an insect that'll fly around.